25 Best Books to Read After a Breakup and Some to Avoid by Mags Jankar. I got into my first breakup when I was 15. It sucked. But luckily, I turned to books. I read just about every book that made me feel better about myself. Some of them made me want to soak my eyes with bleach. Others changed my entire life. These are the two types of books I'll be addressing in this article. The best books to read after a breakup, and the worst. Starting with the worst. The worst books to read after a breakup. Honestly, most breakup recovery books. I find a lion's share of them bland and repetitive and filled with shallow, impractical, and idealistic advice. They're also too often one-dimensional, superficial, oversimplifying, and cheesy. And of course, each one is oozing with regurgitated information from every other generic D-list self-development book. It's called A Breakup Because It's Broken. This Is Me Letting You Go. Breakup Manual for Men. Breakup Bootcamp. The Breakup Toolkit. Who Am I Without You? The Breakup Bible. You name it. All of these books sucked to a degree. And they more or less told the same platitudes. No contact rule, affirmations, regaining confidence, understanding grief, vague relationship advice, breakup stages, long winding pep talks, etc. That said, there are some gems on the market that deserve to be called out. These books are not perfect by any means, and for this reason I won't be including them in my top books to read after a breakup list, but they are worth a mention. Getting Past Your Breakup by Susan J. Elliott. No groundbreaking ideas, but when compared to other breakup books in the market, it still has the best ones. No Breakup Can Break You by Nick Dawson. A breakup recovery book for men. The ideas inside are nothing special, but the writing is incredible. Win Your Breakup by Natasha Adamo, released just recently. Perfect for getting over a toxic ex. Lots of relevant ideas written in an engaging and badass way. Remember, once you read two or three breakup recovery books, you probably read most of them. The best books to read after a breakup. Number 1. The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck by Mark Manson. If you're a longtime reader of the site, you know this was coming. This orange fucker here got me out of several existential and identity crises and shifted my entire outlook on life, relationships, and love. This is, quite literally, the ultimate book to read after your breakup. And if you love my work, you'll love this book. It's a book that's based all about growth and self-improvement, not through avoiding problems or always being happy, but rather through engaging and improving upon problems and learning to accept the occasional unhappiness. Everything is Fucked, a Book About Hope by Mark Manson. That's right, I just recommended two books from the same author. Just wait for the third. Sue me. Mark's second book is similar in topics to The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck. However, it takes a much more philosophical approach to self-development. It's a much deeper, less personal, and better written work. While The Subtle Art questions our conventional wisdom of what makes us happy, Everything is Fucked questions our assumptions of what makes life worth living. The two biggest highlights of this book were on pain and problems. It talks about how pain is a part of life, how you can't avoid or suppress it, and how you shouldn't try to. And it talks about how all of our problems are emotional problems, and how we can feel better if we just learn to handle our emotions better. This book was also a big inspiration for my Radical Recovery course, specifically the first few lessons on pain and acceptance. 3. Boundaries. When to Say Yes, How to Say No to Take Control of Your Life by Henry Cloud. Boundaries helps you set, well, proper boundaries. Be that with your partner, friends, or family members. The book also gives advice on how to keep your boundaries intact no matter the shitstorm life throws at you. It's a great read altogether. It was so great, in fact, that I wrote an entire article on boundaries based on this book. The only thing I didn't like about boundaries were countless cases of religious prattle thrown in. I don't know about you, maybe you're into religion and will find this aspect of the work a plus, If so, more power to you. As for me, I wasn't a fan. 4. Stillness is Key, an Ancient Strategy for Modern Life by Ryan Holiday. If you've been reading my articles, you've probably noticed that I steal lots of ideas from Stoicism and Ryan Holiday specifically. I can't help it. Like with Mark Manson's principles, I love his take on letting go, journaling, meditation, living a virtuous life, embracing and learning from pain, and living in the present moment. At its very core, Stillness is Key teaches you how to live a fulfilling, peaceful, and meaningful life, no matter how good/bad you have it, and then, when it's time, it reveals how to die well. 5. The 7 Principles for Making a Marriage Work. Want to learn how to communicate with your next or current partner so your fights don't evolve into toxic shit shows and end in a breakup? If so, pick up this book. The 7 Principles doesn't only teach you how to make a relationship work, it also teaches you what to do if your relationship faces problems like arguments, miscommunication, and resentment buildups. And while this book is a bit academic and filled with practical exercises that not everyone is a fan of, it's still an insightful read and one of the better books you can read after a breakup. 6. Whole Again, Healing Your Heart and Rediscovering Your True Self After Toxic Relationships and Emotional Abuse by Jackson McKenzie. Whole Again is a beast. It's dense, it's long, and it doesn't treat you like a glue-eating buffoon like many other books in the same genre. It also contains factual, pragmatic, and verified advice on recovering from a toxic relationship, moving on, and finding yourself again. If you're someone who had a relationship that involved lying, cheating, manipulation, or any other form of abuse, this is the book for you. 7. Atomic Habits, An Easy and Proven Way to Build Good Habits and Break Bad Ones by James Clear. From afar, Atomic Habits does seem like a simple book on building good habits and breaking bad ones. But when you get into it, you'll see there's much more to it than that. It teaches you how to overcome lack of motivation, design your environment for maximum productivity, and develop a sturdier identity through habit formation. It's also jam-packed with easy and practical exercises, life-applicable formulas, proven principles, and real-world examples of people making tiny and ordinary changes in their lifestyle to achieve massive and extraordinary results. 8. The Gifts of Imperfection. Let Go of Who You Think You're Supposed to Be and Embrace Who You Are by Brené Brown. This book is difficult to label. In one way, it's a self-improvement book, but then again, it isn't. For The Gifts of Imperfection is not so much about improving yourself as it is about accepting yourself. And despite my struggles to relate to certain sections of the book, like the ones on kids and family, it's still a beautiful, profound, and brilliant piece of writing, and it will probably change your outlook on life. And it will probably also shift the way you see yourself. 9. Getting the Love You Want, A Guide for Couples by Harville Hendricks. The same problems that plague breakup-related books also plague relationship-related books. Vague, generic, and shoddy self-help advice. But Getting the Love You Want is different. This book helps you realize why your past relationships failed and how to make your future one succeed in excruciating detail. It's the complete opposite of vague and generic. The book is also filled with logical and well-researched advice rooted in psychotherapy and approaches building healthy relationships with others through building a healthy one with yourself first. 10. Models Attract Women Through Honesty by Mark Manson. I know I'm harping on Mark too much for one article. Fuck it. You should really read the guy's books. And yes, I know this is a man's book, but women can read it too. And I know it might seem like your typical pump and dump instruction manual. It's not. This book is a very different beast. Models teaches you how to build a solid emotional foundation, reach emotional maturity, and make deep and meaningful emotional connections with others, specifically those you're attracted to. It's also the book which principles underpin most of what I'm writing about on this blog. 11. Self-Compassion, The Proven Power of Being Kind to Yourself Self-compassion, as a subject, is often ridiculed and made fun of. Most people assume it's one of those hippie New Age nonsense stuff without any scientific grounding. In reality, self-compassion carries many benefits and is a legit field of psychology. And Neff Christine is one of the leading researchers in it. In her book, Self-Compassion, she gives you the full package. The theory around self-compassion, real-life examples of people before and after they started practicing self-compassion, and exercises on how to practice self-compassion yourself. 12. The road less traveled. A new psychology of love, traditional values, and spiritual growth by M. Scott Peck. The Road Less Traveled is a timeless self-help classic. One of the best books to read after your breakup, hands down. It's one of the very few self-help books that takes a down-to-earth approach to its themes. One of the best instances of this is actually right at the beginning of the book with its famous opening line, "Life is difficult." In The Road Less Traveled, Scott Peck explores the nature of love and loving, healthy relationships, and what it takes to live a meaningful and happy life. For me, the biggest plus of The Road Less Traveled was the writing style. Most self-help books feel like I'm either in a lecture or am talking with someone who thinks their view of the world is the only correct one. Mr. Peck, on the other hand, does a beautiful job at being relatable and not sounding like a self-entitled guru, but rather as a genuine and humble friend. 13. Attached. The new signs of adult attachment and how it can help you get and keep love by Amir Levine. Attached is not only one of the most important books I read after my breakup, it's one of the most important books I've read in my life. For a long time, I was obsessive, controlling, and clingy when it came to my romantic relationships. I had what Mr. Levine calls an anxious attachment style. I also knew I should change, but I didn't know how. Well, this book helped me change. It gave me a plan on how to become less obsessive, controlling, and clingy. It even helped me understand where those unattractive tendencies were coming from, and it can help you get the same results. In fact, even if you're on the opposite side of the spectrum, you're afraid to open up, avoid intimacy, and are scared of commitment, this book will help you transform into a more secure and confident person who won't be so affected by those emotional hang-ups. 14. The No Contact Rule by Natalie Liu. Natalie Liu is a writer behind Baggage Reclaim, a remarkably successful blog on helping people, as she says, eliminate emotional baggage clutter for better relationships, self-esteem, and work. Her blog is also an excellent resource for anyone dealing with a breakup. I highly recommend it. Same for her book. Talking of her book, it basically goes over the same concepts I go through in my article on the No Contact Rule, but unpacks them even further. For those uninitiated, no contact translates to simply cutting your ex out of her life so you can get over the breakup faster. Now, I'll admit, the book, while still one of the best books to read after a breakup, has a few problems. Some parts are stretched out more than they should be. Some sections repeat the same concepts and ideas from other ones. In general, sometimes the book just feels bland. Yet, this is still the definitive book on no contact, and Natalie's writing is transcendentally beautiful. 15. Grit, The Power of Passion and Perseverance by Angela Duckworth. Grit is one of the few books on success and productivity worth reading. In it, Angela Duckworth does two things. One, argues that talent and intelligence matter less than grit, her word for perseverance, focus, endurance, and constant improvement. Two, explores what grit is, where it comes from, and how it drives success, and how you can develop it. In terms of style, the book is similar to Atomic Habits, which is great, by the way. Lots of rags-to-riches stories, real-world examples of grit, and even personal stories from the author that many of us can relate to. 16. The Body Keeps the Score by Bessel van der Kolk. Chances are, your breakup was pretty traumatic, and whether you realize it or not, the trauma you've had from it will scar you for life, some people more than others. Now, you're probably wondering, what effects does trauma have on your mental, emotional, and physical health? Why is it so difficult to lessen the pain? How can you grow in spite of the traumatic event? What can you do to feel better right now? These are some of the key questions Bessel van der Kolk answers in The Body Keeps the Score, the definitive book on post-traumatic growth. 17. Finding Meaning, The Sixth Stage of Grief by David Kessler. Finding Meaning is an extension of the five stages of grief put forward by Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, a Swiss-American psychiatrist. It's also the book that inspired one of my most popular articles, The Eight Stages of a Breakup. In it, David Kessler, apart from recapping the previous five stages of grief and exploring the nature of grief and how society supports it, in detail describes, as the title implies, the sixth stage of grief. Now, the sixth stage of grief is a big discovery. It essentially boils down to a period of in one's life where a person needs to create an empowering meaning around their inherently meaningless loss. For example, instead of seeing their breakup as evidence that they're a bad and flawed person, a person can see it as an opportunity for personal growth. 18. The Six Pillars of Self-Esteem by Nathaniel Brandon. Nathaniel is the originator of the concept of self-esteem, and The Six Pillars is his definitive book on the topic, making it one of the best books to read after a breakup. Because, you know, your self-esteem is probably fucked right now. In the book, Nathaniel talks about how self-esteem is a fundamental human need that makes us more resilient and better at coping with life's lemons. He goes on to propose an elaborate plan for raising our self-esteem. As you'd expect, it has six parts or pillars. These are living consciously, self-acceptance, responsibility, assertiveness, living purposefully, and personal integrity. All wildly important concepts that I frequently write about. 19. No More Mr. Nice Guy by Robert A. Glover. No More Mr. Nice Guy is a book everyone going through a breakup should read regardless of gender or sexual orientation. Because needy behavior is, in most cases, the reason you got into a breakup in the first place. On a more general note, if you're the kind of person who sacrifices themselves too much for others, seeks validation or confirmation that they're still loved, and simply has a hard time respecting themselves, this is the book for you. It goes over many of the same topics that I cover in my blog. And while some parts err on the side of bro science, there's also a lot of validity in the book, along with healthy and helpful advice. Don't pass it up. 20. Can't Hurt Me, Master Your Mind and Defy the Odds by David Goggins. Can't Hurt Me is a memoir by the former Navy SEAL David Goggins, in which he shares his journey from a troubled childhood to becoming a world-renowned endurance athlete and motivational speaker. Goggins chronicles his difficult upbringing, including being abused by his father, growing up in poverty, and struggling with obesity. Throughout the book, Goggins emphasizes the power of mental toughness and resilience, something you just need to adopt to bust through your breakup. He also shares tips and strategies he used to overcome his own limitations that you can apply as well. The book ultimately helped lots of my readers come to grips that there are many other challenges far harsher than a breakup and that they don't really have it all that bad. 21. Stumbling on Happiness by Daniel Gilbert. The main inspiration for my article on the 7 ways to be happy after a breakup. This book explores the nature of happiness and why humans struggle to achieve it. Gilbert argues that humans are terrible at predicting what will make us happy even when we think we know what we want. The book covers a range of topics related to happiness, including the impact of money, relationships, and social comparison on our well-being. Throughout the book, Gilbert uses a mix of humor and scientific research to explain complex psychological concepts in an accessible way. He encourages readers to embrace uncertainty and take risks in order to achieve greater happiness rather than relying on their flawed mental simulations to guide us. Overall, Stumbling on Happiness is one of the best books to read after breakup if you're interested in a thought-provoking perspective on the nature of happiness and the challenges we face in pursuing it. 22. Bittersweet, How Sorrow and Longing Can Make Us Whole, by Susan Cain. In this book, Susan explores the value and importance of experiencing difficult emotions such as sadness, grief, and longing. Drawing on both personal anecdotes and extensive research in psychology and neuroscience, she argues that these emotions play a crucial role in shaping our identities, relationships, and sense of purpose in life. Throughout her book, Susan examines various aspects of bittersweet emotions, including their evolutionary origins, their impact on creativity and innovation, and their potential for personal growth and transformation. She also discusses the ways in which our modern culture often encourages us to suppress or avoid these emotions, and offers practical advice for cultivating a healthier relationship with them. Bittersweet is a must-read for anyone who resonates with my articles on rejection, vulnerability, and sadness. 23. Wisdom of Insecurity, A Message for an Age of Anxiety, by Alan Watts. The premise of this book is that human beings are constantly seeking security and stability in a world that is inherently uncertain and unpredictable. Watts argues that this pursuit is ultimately futile, as no amount of planning or control can ever fully eliminate the risk and uncertainties of life. Instead, Watts suggests that we should embrace the impermanence and insecurity of life, recognizing that it is precisely these qualities that make life rich, meaningful, and exciting. It also encourages the reader to focus on living fully in the present moment, rather than constantly worrying about the future or dwelling on the past. 24. Mindset, The New Psychology of Success, by Carol S. Dweck. A solid book to read after a breakup if you're interested in human nature and what motivates us to reach our full potential, straight from the renowned psychologist who introduced the world to the growth mindset. In her book, Carol shows how success in school, work, sports, arts, and virtually every area of human endeavor can be dramatically influenced by how we think about our talents and abilities. People with a fixed mindset, those who believe that abilities are fixed, are less likely to flourish than those with a growth mindset, those who believe that abilities can be developed. 25. From the Inside Out, by Max Jenker. The most mature and honest eggs bag guide out there. It breaks through the noise to give a practical, no-nonsense view of what it means to be a healthy, attractive person capable of mending a relationship. Did I just plug my own book in here? Yes, I did. Sure, it's awkward, but it's my site, and I wrote a pretty good book. Hell, it's probably one of the better books to read after a breakup. At least that's what I and some of my readers think. Pick it up and decide for yourself.